Now, the Sinn Féin party have published a survey that they've carried out of over 400 students who took part in relation to the student accommodation crisis that we're going through at the moment. Sinn Féin spokesperson and further and higher education is Rose Conway Walsh, and she's with me on the line. Deputy Walsh, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
And thanks for joining us in the programme this morning. What did your survey tell you about how acute this crisis is at the moment?
Well, I suppose it didn't tell us anything new, but at the same time, it's very interesting to look at the cumulative problems that are there. There are two main problems, Gerry, and the first one is the lack of availability, where there's an absolute desperation and panic as students battle against the clock and against the odds to secure any accommodation that they can. And then the other thing is, in terms of those who have secured accommodation or able to secure accommodation, the cost of it, the rising cost of it. So that's whether it be on campus or whether they be renting a house, you see. So they're competing in the housing market with the whole overall housing crisis. They're caught in the middle of all of that and trying to be able to afford, for families who are already really hard pressed, and for students trying to be able to afford that accommodation. So there's stories of them having to work several jobs, work long hours, do their study at the same time, and the anxiety and the pressure that that's building up for them.
It's all contributing to this particular problem, which is very acute at the moment. There is a whole cohort of students, first years, who will get their results on Thursday, offers on Thursday, the results last Friday. Some of them have pre-booked accommodation in places with the hopes of getting the course that they want. They'll have to wait and see. Second, third and fourth year starting, is it in about 10 days' time or is it next week? And all of that scrambling going on at the moment.
That's it, Gerry, and that's part of the problem, and it's something that needs to be looked at in terms of when the results become available. You know, we had the British results and the Northern results released a number of weeks ago, but with them being so late released here, I know for people cannot, particularly people who have, who can't predict what the points are going to be, so they don't know if they're going to be going to Kerry or Limerick or Cork or Galway or one of the Dublin universities, and that's presenting a problem as well. So the nearer they get to the deadline for their courses, and for those in second and third year, I am alarmed by the number of people who are telling me that they cannot continue their courses unless they get accommodation, and they're kind of panicking at this stage that they won't have accommodation to be able to finish. So they may already be in second year or third year, and that is a concern as well. I mean,
how would Sinn Féin it's a key thing. How would Sinn Féin fix it?
Well, it wasn't a year for that accommodation. So to bring that cost down, to make it affordable, we need the government to intervene there, but to have conditionality on it, that then it would be made affordable for students so that they can avail of that. They want basic, clean accommodation.
Yeah, and the wider thing then would be to try and solve the wider housing crisis, to have plenty of landlords there providing accommodation for student renters, and less pressure of people on emergency accommodation and less pressure in the wider rental market as well. Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Ona Brin wrote in the Irish Times at the weekend, a paradigm shift needed, deliver 20,000 social and affordable homes every year. He talked about that, talked about cutting red tape, but was fairly, you know, sparse on the detail of how that would be done. How you get from where we are now to all of a sudden 20,000 social and affordable homes every year. How would that be done?
Well, you see, you have to start looking at where we have arrived here. We've arrived here because housing has been commodified. Because even when you look, and the privatisation of housing, so it abdicated government responsibility for providing affordable or social housing. So that has been done incrementally. If you look at the real estate investment funds and the huge tax reliefs and tax breaks that they got to enable them to buy up thousands of apartments all around the country, but mainly in Dublin, to enable them to do that, to absolutely control the market in that situation. So what we would do in terms of unravelling that, and Ona Brin is right, we need 20,000 houses a year. They need to be delivered by housing associations, by local authorities, and by by private developers as well. And that can be done. We need to take the red tape. If Kerry County Council decided tomorrow, we're looking at a piece of land here, we want to build houses on it, it would take anything from 2 to 4 years to do that. So we need to take out what the blocks are in that situation.
Yeah. But you'd also need the workers. Like, we have a labour shortage, an acute labour shortage. How would you come up with the workers that would be needed to accelerate to 20,000 social affordable homes every year? That's not an easy thing either.
Yeah, part of that goes back to higher education and goes back to the apprenticeships and the number of apprenticeships that we have, and particularly in the craft apprenticeship area, and the backlogs that need to be addressed there to produce the workers for that, the qualified workers. So it's a lack of workforce planning as well, but we see that across our health services.
And you're saying you'd fix that if you were in government. Does it mean getting rid of red tape? Does that mean making it harder to object to housing developments? Because that very often causes severe delays. Is that what you're talking about?
No. It's not that people have a right to object, but it should be people who have an interest. But you have situations as well, Jerry, where you have whole lots of land, whether it be along roads or whatever. We have this situation in Mayo where there's the sterilisation of land. So we're not allowed to build anywhere near a national road and all that. That needs to be rethought. People have to be able to build houses on their own land. We cannot have situations where people are denied to build a house. If it is safe, if it's not in a flooding area and it's a safe area to build a house and they want to build on their own land, we have to be able to facilitate that. But we also have to be able to facilitate the finance for it.
You'll have to get private landlords as part of it. A couple of weeks ago, when the figures came through about the number of landlords who are leaving the sector, Owen O'Brien mentioned about changing the tax status and tax rate and a little less on the other side of it in terms of the punitive actions that would be taken to protect renters against landlords. In his piece on Saturday in the Irish Times, he mentioned nothing about that. He said a ban on evictions of people into homelessness. He said a rent freeze for 3 years, more money directly into renters' pockets and other issues like that, which to a lot of landlords out there would make them say, well, I'm getting out of this, and more people would leave. What's your response to that?
It is, because it has to be financially viable for landlords as well. There's a big differentiation between the real estate investment funds, who treat housing as a commodity.
But your housing spokesperson didn't mention it at all in his piece, setting out the vision for the future. He talked about it last week, but then this week, he put out and said, was there a change of tact there again, maybe, from the party? Or does he still support changing things for landlords?
Yeah, I think you're reading too much into that in that sense, in that he was only, I suppose he only had a certain number of words he could use there.
Sure.
But certainly we don't want landlords or accidental landlords, as they're called, or somebody has one or two or three houses, small developments. We don't want them treated in the same way as the real estate investment funds. Like, they are taxed to the hilt in that sense. And we have to use every instrument, including fiscal instruments available to us, to ensure that there are enough houses to rent, that there are enough social and affordable houses built. At the end of the day, we want as well, as you saw in that article, the right to housing enshrined in the Constitution.
Yeah.
If we cannot provide shelter for 5 million people that we have, where are we going? So these things need to be fixed, and they can be fixed.
Deputy Rose Conway was spokesperson for Sinn Féin on higher and further education. Thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.